everyone. You're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thanks for tuning in this Tuesday night. And it's exciting because this is the last day for our trainees, and that means they will be DJs soon. So that's pretty exciting. Do you guys have anything to say about that? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you guys? You can pull it down, the mic.
Yes.
Cool.
I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
I definitely will. No, it's fun. It's a nice little, like, break in the week, you know? Gives you an excuse to not do work. Which, I don't know if you... I can definitely find plenty of excuses not to do
work. Yeah, I don't know if I need the radio station.
Yeah, that's... It's very true. Yeah. But it helps. It helps. It's just another one, you know? Anyways, that first song you heard was Drop 19, Winona by the Drop 19s, and we have a lot of music on this playlist that I just added a little bit ago, ranging from some older stuff to some, you know, newer stuff, and I kind of dig that. I like playing alt from, like, a lot of different decades to show kind of, like, the evolution and just some variety in it. And this next song that we're going to play for you is by Catherine Wheel. It's called Black Metallic, and I hope you guys like it. Thanks.
Thank you.
skin is black metallic.
Tonight or thrown under a bus. Your favorite dog could die and the holidays are rough. You've got a nip, there's tragic feelings in the butt. You've got a nip, there's tragic feelings in the butt. You talk it over with your roommates. You talk it over with your moms. I cry and listen to Beyonce. Single Ladies is my favorite song now. And I think I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be good now. I'm gonna be everything I always wished I could now. I'm gonna be awesome. I'm gonna be sure. I'm gonna be everything you asked me for and more. But I could not believe it when I saw you on that subway platform talking down to me. And I could not be making that much sense, but I'm getting it all out. And I hear that's the first step to being fine. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be tip-top shape and tapping toes and fly. You're gonna act awesome and self-assured. We're gonna seem contemplative, nonchalant, and bored. And if anybody tries to tell you differently, you tell them to come over and talk to me. Cause I don't even know you, but I'll take you home with me just to show you all the things in the world that you could be, including fine. Fine. I'm gonna be good now. I'm gonna start acting the way I know I should now. And then I'll be awesome. And then I'll be sure. And then I'll be everything you asked me for and more. But excuse me if I don't want you there to share in my new attitude. Excuse me, I think that I might fly, but it's alright. It's just cause I realized I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. you're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. And how about that?
Hello?
In the long run, and there's still time to change the road. to heaven.
Okay, guys, we are back. I know Stairway to Heaven technically isn't indie rock, but it's a classic, and it was a very long song, which we used to practice answering the phones with the trainees. So if you need it, actually, I do have another Led Zeppelin song on this playlist, but we won't play it tonight. It's When the Levee Breaks from the same album. It's good.
We could play it, you know.
We could, but we have so many songs on the playlist, you know, we gotta mix it up. So
yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford, best station.
Of course. You know, we have to think about what conspiracy we're going to do in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I found the subreddit that has conspiracy theories that are, like, not, like, bad.
They're, like, believable?
Well, they're just ones that aren't, like,
stupid?
Like, horrible. Like, oh, like, the government's trying to kill us. It's more like the government is trying to give us free food or something like that.
Okay, you know, keep a positive note. That's good. Sometimes we need some positivity. So, yeah. Cool. I think that, the trainees should play some songs for us. Because, you know, they'll be doing that soon. It's good practice. So, you know, don't feel like you have to play indie rock either. So, you know, we'll let that happen. But first, the way I said that was really awkward.
We'll let that happen.
I don't know, because I was thinking about something when I said that. But the next song we're just going to play is one that I probably heard it. I don't remember exactly because it was at a concert. I went to see, well, I covered Built to Spill for Melisma Magazine not last Friday. It was the 27th, I believe. So the Friday, wait, no, was that? No, whatever. I think it was two Fridays ago. I can't do math. But it was really good. I wanted to see that band. I knew they were coming to Cambridge, the Sinclair, for a long time. And then I got press for the show the day of the show. And they had 3 sold-out shows. So it was really cool. And if you guys don't know Built to Spill, they're an indie rock band that kind of, like, did stuff in the 90s. And into their last album came out in 2015. They did a reunion tour. They're still on it till November, the end of November, which is an anniversary tour for their 1999 album called Keep It Like a Secret. And it's really good if you haven't listened to it. If you know any song by them, it's probably Carry the Zero. But they're really good. I have a couple of their songs on this playlist. But I want to play you a song by their opener, which is a female band called Prism Bitch. And they're really cool. And at the... It's a title, so it doesn't count. And I was right in front of the stage because I was taking pictures, and this girl literally rubbed my head and took my glasses and wore them on stage and gave them back to me. And that was an experience, you know? She played the keyboard, sang, played the guitar. She was actually very talented. Like, her musical ability with the guitar was very impressive. I was like, yeah, you're shredding, man. But they're really cool, and I like them a lot. They wore these jumpsuits. It was a vibe. And I would talk to the drummer after they performed.
What is this concert?
Actually, it wasn't an all-girl band. What? There was one guy in the band.
Is that a concert you went to, or like a rave?
I mean, it was a concert, but it was a wild concert. You know,
so
she was very enthusiastic. They all were. They put on a show. They put on a show.
They wore jumpsuits and they took your glasses.
It really sounds like prison.
Really funny to me.
But no, it was really fun. I had a lot of fun at the show, and it was so weird because they were so energetic and crazy, and then Built to Spill comes on, and like the only like member I think that's still there is the singer, and he's, I don't know, gotta be in his 40s or something, but he was like, they were very like lax and chill, and they were just playing their music and they were jamming, and everyone like there like went to the concert because they know their music, you know what I mean, because they didn't come out with anything new. So It was like a cool like vibe of how it went from like that excitement to this is chill, we're listening to music, it's a good time. So, yeah. Go to the Sinclair. It's a cool place. And you'll see a lot of bands that maybe aren't extremely mainstream or up and coming. So, and it's just cool because there's not a lot of clubs like that around anymore for musicians. And Cambridge is one of the few places that still has those like smaller venues. And I think it's really cool and we should support that. With that said, this is You Got What I Want. Here it goes.
Yeah. So that was Whatever Happened by The Strokes, and I play that, and I'm a trainee named Malika. And next is another song by a trainee. Oh. All the mics are on.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. But you're good. You got it.
Okay.
Hi guys, my name is Joe. I'm a trainee tonight on the show, and that song was Freaking Out on the Interstate by Briston Maroney.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we're just gonna...
I liked it.
Yeah, I feel that's good. A good vibe. It's very chill.
Yeah. It's just funny because we were telling you guys, you don't have to play indie rock if you don't want to, and then all of you are playing indie rock, but it's cool, you know? It's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to choose what radio show you want to be a trainee on, so I'm sure the genre was an influence. Personally, I did not want to be a trainee on a country radio, like a country show, so.
Wow. Wow.
Why are you saying
I
wow?
I don't even like country. I was going to say,
you know, sometimes you have preference. Like, I'm just not into it that much.
I don't even like country.
You know, I'm just not into it that much. Some people are, and you know what? That's good for them.
Can't find the conspiracy.
Yeah, so let's cue the last song for our final trainee.
Someday by the Strokes. And next up, Joe will be delivering our PSA of the session.
Yay.
Yes.
What's your name?
Oh, by the way, this is our last trainee, Sophia. Go for it, Joe.
I'm going for it. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah. I've read that before. It's important.
Yeah,
ladder safety, you know? Don't want to fall. I'm actually kind of scared of ladders. Whenever I go on them, I'm like, I'm going to die. But I haven't. like this summer, I had to go on ladders to like position lights. I was like, you know what, I'm doing this and it's happening, but I'm not enjoying it. So, you know. Anyways, we're going to do a really brief conspiracy crackdown today because we played a lot of music and did some training. But, Trisha, what have you got?
Just a tidbit. I don't have anything.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, I do have a conspiracy.
We can about do Tufts. We can do a little like.
I have a Tufts conspiracy.
Okay.
I think the Joey is run by like evil. Sorry, no, sentient, like artificially intelligent like androids that are just driving around, and they don't actually follow the schedule because they want to really screw with mankind because they hate mankind for making us. For making them.
All right, I mean, like, that's just that's just a fact.
Yeah.
Well, we were thinking about doing these other conspiracy theories, but I guess we'll save that for next week. Maybe give a good them. Like 10 minutes. Oh, you couldn't find them?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. I was looking for them, but I didn't find them. But next week we'll have a really good conspiracy.
Yeah, well, you gotta go in the bowels.
But I mean, I had some. You know,
ew. Do you remember that from iCarly or no. something, like some show where they said that was like so gross? But I'm like, I'm in the bowels of this, whatever. Oh my god, we have a call. Hello,
I want to request a song.
Oh my god, what song would you like to request?
Living on the Edge by Aerosmith.
Oh, thank you. Say hello to everyone, Dad.
Hello, everyone.
Wait, what is it, Living on the Edge?
Living on the Edge.
Alright, thank you. You are a demonstration of how to talk to people on air.
Okay.
So I appreciate your cooperation.
Oh, not a problem.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay.
Your dad's cute.
Yeah. He's there. I just wanted to show you guys how to talk to people on air. You just press a button.
Did you tell him to call?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I was just let you guys think it was a real person. And so but sometimes you do get people that you don't know are going to call. So, you know, you got to be prepared, you know? So, that's all.
Cool.
We'll get some good conspiracies next week. And I just want to say thank y'all to the trainees for being so nice. And I hope you learned a lot and enjoy being a DJ in the coming weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
No.
You think you're so cool, Trisha.
I think I'm so cool. Honestly, like, yeah. I updated to the next iOS today and I got all the fun emojis where they like they look like realistic, and I've been spamming people. Yeah.
Great. I love the new emojis. I think they're so great. The dinosaur is my favorite.
I made a really creepy, like, you know how you're supposed to make a person of yourself? Well, I made like a creepy pink alien with like a pink beard, no eyebrows. He was. And I'm sending it to everyone. I'll send it to you too, Kayla.
Please, I want to see this.
I'll send it to you right now. I sent it to my mom.
Cool.
Yeah, sorry. Back to the music.
Yeah, we're going to play that request from my dad, and it's an Aerosmith song, Living on the Edge.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge. The world today, the light bulb's getting dim. There's nothing.
Hey, we're back. And we just want to say thank you again for listening. And really soon, we're going to give you a station ID. But it's been a good show. I think it was a little more peaceful than last time. We got a little crazy. Trisha just gave a little evil laugh. You couldn't hear it, but it was good. And yeah, we just want to say thanks for listening, and thanks, trainees, one more time. We are about to go take a quiz about being a DJ, which you guys will ace, I know. So once again, thank you for listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a pleasure as always. I'm gonna end it with a song by a band that I've liked my whole life, mostly, and one that got me into everything, as we were talking about off air. Some of our favorite artists, and this is a song by Green Day, and it's off of their Kerplunk album, so the one right before Dookie. And this song is called Who Wrote Colden Caulfield, and I'm playing this song because it's a combination of one of my favorite bands and my favorite book, which, if you didn't know, Holden Caulfield is the protagonist in A Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. And yeah, this is a good old pop punk song. Hope you guys like it. Good night.
In my head, and I need to tell you what's news that I forgot. Why is it just a dream that happened long ago? I think I just forgot. Frustration makes him crazy. Makes a plan to take a stand, but always.